So on the line now, I have Padraig Conlon from Northside People. Good afternoon, Padraig.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good and good. Still mad times we're living in.
So we're
going to go to some of the stories in the Northside People this week. A lot of housing happening. Will be happening when it's to start building.
Yeah, there is. So we had the story of the first affordable housing scheme in Fingal County for 11 years. Was announced. Well, it was already announced, but they announced the appointment of the developer. The development in Dunemer, it's called in Lusk, and it's going to be 51 homes, with 39 of them are going to be affordable, and 12 will be social housing. So, you know, it's the welcome development. Obviously, it's only 51 homes. I suppose, you know, it's not a huge volume, but it's a start. There have been a couple of, you know, promising developments with other sites across the county. So, it's a welcome development.
Yeah, it is. It's something.
It is. It's sad, I suppose, though. It's been 11 years, since there's been a totally affordable housing scheme built in Fingal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is, absolutely.
And your cool and housing people are... Are they overseeing it or are they building it?
They'll be overseeing it. The council has said the developers, I just don't have it to hand here at the moment, the name of the developer, but it's going to be overseen by Oakleylon Housing Alliance, Co-Housing Alliance.
Yeah, I had them in a couple of times. They do great stuff out there and they've proved that housing can be built, affordable housing can be built.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm sure that this will be a very, very impressive development.
Yeah.
There's
more houses being built in Donabate as well. I don't think they're affordable houses or things like that.
There's been a bit of to and fro about these houses as well.
Yeah.
With a lot of residents not happy with the development. The latest news on this is that Glenveigh Properties have been selected by the council here to build the 1,200 new homes. I suppose there are serious questions about, you know, is the infrastructure in the local community going to be able to deal with the big increase in population? Story that we've covered a bit in the past. I'm sure we'll cover it again. But for the moment, it looks like these houses will definitely be going ahead. Obviously housing is extremely, in demand and needed. But I suppose you have to weigh that up with the people who already live in communities and make sure that the infrastructure is there, that so everybody can have a nice quality of life. There isn't traffic problems or problems with getting your children to the local school, amenities, stuff like that there. So I don't think you see a lot of objections around Dublin, but I don't think the people are against housing per se. I think it's a lot of us, why I find anyway, they're worried about the infrastructure problems. Is the proper planning in place to accommodate the increased population?
Yeah, I don't know if you've passed by Clare Hall there, Belmain, and that's there's huge apartment blocks there, and people in that area are quite worried about the infrastructure and traffic.
Well, that's it, because like a lot of developers, they don't, not all of them now, but quite a lot of them, they don't. Yeah. That's not their priority. Their priority is obviously to build the properties. In this country, we've had, plenty of bad examples of, stuff that's been built with no planning for how people are going to actually live, in all these extra houses, which is very important as well. And, it's well documented how important it is to have, amenities.
Yeah.
And for everyone.
And talking about amenities, there was an interesting one there. It seems to me like we're going back in time, where people are calling for more public toilets.
Yeah, this is all over Dublin, not just Northside story, but it seems to be there again. It seems to be an Irish thing. We don't we don't particularly do public toilets, you know. You've been out foreign, as they say, like, you know, in all the major capitals, you know, there's plenty of amenities for people. Yeah, Dublin, I think anyone's been to the town even lately, there's a toilet outside Stephen's Green, a queue for it.
Yeah.
It's kind of horrific, you know what I mean? With this in mind, an online petition was started up, urging Dublin City Council to install more public toilets around the city. And at the time we went to print, it had over 700 signatures. A lot of people, especially with the good weather and, you know, hopefully, the lifting of restrictions and stuff, going to see more people outside. But yeah, it's pretty appalling. Like, you know, obviously in normal times you have, you know, pubs and restaurants, whatever, but...
Back in the day, there used to be a couple of public toilets scattered around the place. I remember there was one on O'Connell Bridge, I think it was.
That's right, But then the council, so, you know, in response to, was recently brought up by a councillor at a DCC meeting, and their reply to her was that, you know, she came up with the point of, like, you know, maybe, you know, mobile toilets, but... councils of their experience in the past of using them is that they're usually unavailable to the public because it's due to vandalism and damage. They also said port-a-loos wouldn't be considered because they're lightweight and it makes them vulnerable to being tipped over, which is like you know, I'm sure you've been to music festivals and stuff, like, you know, you've got thousands of people, you know, some of them full of drink and whatever, and, you know, by and large, the toilets, the port-a-loos stay intact, they're on the right way up, like, you know what I mean? So maybe the councillor have been a little bit overcautious here, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit cagey, yeah. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
So anything else pop out?
Well, we have been, I don't know if you, are you one of these people that's into swimming in the sea?
No.
Yeah, same as that. Well, I don't mind it in the summer, like, you know, in a warm country where the, you know, it's not a chance you could die of hypothermia. So I'm sure everybody has noticed that the sea swimming craze that's caught on in Dublin, in North County Dublin.
Yeah.
And where there's people that I've seen them there in the last few weeks, people all in swimming. And so, you know, with this in mind, Green Party councillor for Clontarf, Donna Cooney, she's an avid sea swimmer herself. She is calling on Minister Darragh O'Brien to extend the period when seawater quality is tested. So apparently, it's only tested from May to September at the moment. She was saying because more people are using the, are swimming in the sea outside these times, that we need to be testing the waters all year round. Now, I have covered a lot of stories, I'm sure you've been well aware as well, in the past couple of years, any time there's a massive rainfall, the waste treatment plants, the tanks overflow, and a lot of the contents are what did the council say? They're released into the environment. they're let pour into the sea. And you know, we've had loads of stuff last summer, you know, beaches been closed for a week here and there because of this problem with an overrun of wastewater. So yeah, good luck to everyone who swims in the sea off Dublin. I wouldn't be,
you know, I wouldn't be
jumping in myself.
I can't understand these people doing it. Is it Christmas Day or Stephen's Day? The middle of winter. Holy God.
Exactly, just like run a cold bath or something.
I was looking at the page, the readers' letters page, and it's very interesting. People seem to be getting things off their mind by writing in. You know, one person was going on about people not social distancing because when the sun comes out and stuff like that. You know, so
yeah, we did. So it was good to hear from readers. There's a few, obviously, we can't put in that we get.
I can imagine, yeah.
But no, we always welcome, you know, obviously, people writing into us. And so we always feel free to get in touch. And obviously, with space constraint, we've only got roughly around a page every week. So, you know, but if we can't get something in one week, we'll do our best to get it in the following week. It's not time sensitive.
Yeah.
We're hoping, hopefully, in time, we'll have two pages to devote to it. So then we can have some of the colourful ones as well.
it's great because people are at home and, you know, it's probably great to be able to give out or whatever they want to do, you know.
Absolutely. I think older people as well that don't really use, you know, social media, it was an outlet for them. Old school, a strongly worded letter to the paper.
Yeah, and then to see their own thoughts being printed in the paper is also a big lift.
Exactly, because people get bored of reading stuff from those guys.
Oh, God. It's mad. Anyway, if anybody wants to get in touch or wants to publicise a charity event or anything like that, I imagine they're more than welcome as well.
Of course, absolutely, John. news@dublinpeople.com. Absolutely, feel free to get those. Obviously, the website as well, which we're currently in the process of getting revamped. So I think that'll be launched in 3 weeks.
Oh, great.
It'll be a lot bigger and better, yeah. So the one we have, you know, these things have to be updated every few years or whatever, so it'll just give us more ability to, you know, for video and stuff like that there. So.
Yeah.
People can send in videos and stuff.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to go online because the paper isn't available everywhere.
No, it's not because of
COVID.
Exactly, because of COVID. We used to deliver quite a lot of them into letterboxes and stuff as well. But we can't do that, obviously, with COVID. So, yeah, I'd be looking forward to things getting back to normal.
Hopefully. Yeah, and you spoke a couple of weeks ago there about a sort of a copycat paper.
Yeah.
I've actually seen that in Northside Shopping Centre.
But
it's not the Northside people.
No, it's not at all. It's not. I think it's only out every 3 weeks or something. Once every 3 weeks. They're only printing a very small number. So, yeah, it's not nothing to do with us at all. Mm. So that people know.
Yeah. So what's that info? What is it?
Oh, no, ours is just news@dublinpeople.com.
news@dublinpeople.com, and that's for anybody who wants to have a chat or wants to take out an ad for a charity event or
apply absolutely. I've got a story.
Yeah. Or apply for planning permission, stuff like that.
But
they can't really do that at the moment. Oh, God. Right, listen, is there anything else, Padraig?
No, that's everything this week, John. Wishes all. Hope you have a happy Easter.
It was a weird one again.
Yeah, hopefully that's the last lockdown Easter now, lockdown feast, and we can get back to normal now in the summer.
Yeah, it's crazy. Christmas parties not happening and Easter gatherings not happening. It's crazy.
Oh, it is. I think everybody's kind of got the old fatigue now these days, haven't they? Hopefully now the vaccine rollout will get a bit quicker and we can get back to living normally again.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, mm-hmm. It seems to be. Hopefully. We seem to be on the right track anyway. So hopefully we'll get there.
It goes fingers crossed now.
Yeah.
Hopefully by June or July we're all out in the beer gardens again or swimming in the sea. Well, I suppose you can do that.
Yeah. Well, listen, Patrick, we'll talk again in another couple of weeks, and
cheers, John.
We'll also talk about your Facebook page being updated and upgraded.
Cool.
Right. Okay. Listen. Thanks again, Patrick.
Cheers, John.
Cheers.
All the best.
Take care.
Bye.
Look. That's Patrick Conan there from Northside People, and it's a great old paper. And they've introduced this readers' letters page, and it's great if you want to get anything off your mind. You know. Send something in.